Protecting your water. It's another opportunity to learn more about doing just that. And this applies to farmers, certainly, but it also applies to, well, pretty much any other water user. Of course, if you live in a city, the city itself, you know, the municipality may be taking care of that for you, you know, if you're hooked up to, you know, the city water main. But if you have a well of any kind, if you're a farmer that has a well, if you're a farmer that irrigates from a stream, you need to be thinking about water in Whatcom County right now. You know that if you've listened to this program. If you're just joining us, there is a very important situation coming up. And it's this court case that we've been talking about. A lawsuit, essentially, where the Washington State Department of Ecology says if you use water in Whatcom County, you need to prove in a court of law, in Whatcom County Superior Court, you will need to prove that you have the right to use that water. And there's, of course, plenty of details to that. So again, if you're just tuning into this and haven't heard about this, you need to hear about this. And this is what this Protecting Your Water event is about. Good morning to you. This is The Farming Show here on KGMI. I'm Dylan Honkoop with Whatcom Family Farmers and Save Family Farming. Of course, we talked recently on this program about Losing the Farm, that documentary about a local farm, that a local seed potato farm that went out of business. This was one of, not the only, but one of the big reasons why this farm was unable to continue on was water and being able to protect their water, their access to water, and what that would mean in the legal aspects, the costs of doing it, what it would mean for their farm if they didn't have the water that they needed to grow their crops. So this is very important to the future of agriculture in Whatcom County. And as I'm saying, if you have a well and a home that relies on a well, you need to be thinking about this too. I mean, quote-unquote exempt wells aren't exempt from having to do something about this. So a lot of you should be perking up, your ears perking up at this, because this probably applies to you. What are you going to do about it? We have an event coming up on March 27th called Protecting Your Water. It's going to be at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. We've had one of these prior. This was in the fall, and now we're having another one. There, you know, there is some new information out there. But there's a lot of folks who have been asking us, can you do another event? They maybe want to get some people there that weren't able to come last time. Honestly, we've heard from several people who have said, you know, we went to the last event, we learned a lot, but we want to hear it again. Because this is so important to the future of our family, of our farm, of our residents in a rural area, whatever it might be. And there's so many aspects to it, and you had such great experts there. And that's what will be happening at this event. Experts on water law, hydrology, etc., who can help teach you what you're going to have to do. People are going to be getting letters in the mail. Joining us right now with Associated Earth Sciences Incorporated, AESI, a principal hydrologist with that organization, Jay Chenault. He's been one of the experts on stage that we've had talking about this. He was a contributor on that Losing the Farm documentary talking about this water situation and the court case that's coming up. He's not going to be able to be in person on stage, but his colleague will be, and he is here with us this morning to talk about Why does someone need to come to this event? Why does someone need to get educated on this? You know, Jay, we can dig into the further detail, but just at the very highest level, what would you say to somebody on the street who would say, well, why do I need to come to an event and hear from a bunch of hydrogeologists and law, you know, water law experts in Whatcom County? Where would you steer them? What would you tell them?
Yeah, good morning, Dylan. Thanks for having me on. I do think this is an important event and an important opportunity for folks in Whatcom County who do use water to just get more information about this upcoming water rights adjudication. As you mentioned, you know, lots of folks across the county starting probably this summer are going to get certified letters, summons in the mail talking about the participation in this adjudication.
So that's a court summons.
That's right.
Just like you would be, like if you were sued for something else, is same kind of thing?
That's right. Yes. Okay. And so if you are a water user in Whatcom County, as you mentioned, that isn't served by a public water system, you will need to file a adjudication claim with the Department of Ecology in Whatcom County Superior Court in the next year, essentially. So it's really important. It's a really important step to protect your water, to understand what those summons letters are, what they're asking you to do, and what's required to respond to those to protect your current and future water use at your property. So this event will cover those details. So Bill Clark is a water rights attorney who will provide a general overview of what the adjudication is, why it's happening, what are the various legal statutes that kind of govern how an adjudication goes forward. And then water rights experts from a number of consulting firms, including the one I work for, AESI, will be providing, you know, information on, you know, what these claim forms look like, what information you're going to need to gather to file those claims, which is the first step in protecting your water. And they'll also be going over how to use the Ecology's online water rights database to research and find out what water rights you might have that apply to your property. And then finally, there'll be a presentation on, you know, how to document your historic water use, which will be kind of the important next step in this adjudication. Once you file claim to what water you're using, eventually over the next few years, you'll have to provide evidence to the court to support that claim. So all three of those topics will be covered, and really trying to set the stage for what the adjudication is, and then how do you participate? How do you find the information you need to fill out these forms correctly and prove your historic water use?
There are, oh boy, multiple aspects just of even the basic questions that all of us in Whatcom County essentially will have to answer. And again, we're talking with Jay Chenault right now. He's a principal and hydrologist with Associated Earth Sciences, Inc., and he has been instrumental in helping guide folks in our community here as they begin to prepare for this water situation. I hope you out there listening are paying attention to the fact that you will have to protect your water. And that's what this is all about. That's the name of this event coming up on March 27th that we're giving you the advance heads up for. Make sure you plan to be there if you don't know what your plan is. Jay, real quick, what are the, you know, top handful of things, you know, four or five things that people need to know about their water right, their access, whatever? I mean, you're talking about some different things. Already you're talking about historical use. That's one of them. You have to prove in this court case, you have to prove that this water right that you have of whatever size, shape, or form it is was being used correctly.
That's right. Yeah. So initially on these claim forms, there'll be essentially boxes to fill in that you, you know, estimate your current water use, you know, either of your home or of your farm. And then there's places to put your estimates of your historic, you know, water use as far back as you can remember, your highest historic water use. In terms of your instantaneous pumping rate or diversion rate out of a stream, the gallons per minute or cubic feet per second that you're using at any one time, and then the annual water use, now or in the past. And so a lot of those, numbers aren't, easy to come up with off the top of your head. And so that's why it's important to come to this event so you can learn, what typical water use is, how you can estimate water use, how you can find how much water you're allowed to use if you've got a water right, as the legal basis of that water use. All of that information will be presented at this event, so you can learn where to find that information, so you don't fill out the form incorrectly or don't know how to find the information.
Other than historic water use, what do I suppose another element would be? I need to know what my water right is. If I have documents on that, or if someone somewhere has documents, right?
That's right. So lots of folks may have a file folder in their file cabinet for when they originally purchased the property, or were inherited the property, or grandpa's farm or dad's farm that they passed on these documents to you. So you might have a folder that has some of this information in it, but the Department of Ecology maintains those records as well, and so you can find that information. And Ecology maintains an online system where you can go search and download those records. You can reach out to Ecology's field office in Bellingham and get the information directly from them that way. But that's another topic of this event on March 27th, is how to use Ecology's online system to find out what you have, or what other avenues are available to research what water rights you have for your property.
You probably need to know and be able to produce some information about where you're getting your point of withdrawal, so to speak, too, about your well and things like that, right?
That's right. It's important to understand if you're using a well, or if you're using, a direct surface water diversion, it's called. So a pump in the stream to irrigate out of, or whatever water use you have. So it's important to understand where that is, what it looks like. If you have a well on your property, it's important to understand, where it is. And if you've got a water roll report from when the well was originally drilled, the driller is required to file a form with the Department of Ecology to document that well. If you have that, that's important to, understand, the location and the depth of that well, and where your water is coming from. So if you're used to just turning on the tap in your house and not thinking about it beyond that, now is the time to start really understanding, where your water is coming from and what is the legal basis of your water use, because all of those are going to be kind of required information for this adjudication.
This is the Farming Show on KGMI. I'm Dylan Honkoop with Whatcom Family Farmers. Our guest right now is Jay Chenault. He's a hydrologist with AESI, one of the experts that we have been looking to and leaning on quite a bit as this water rights adjudication court case, this lawsuit that so many people will be getting summons in the mail for here in a matter of months. One of the experts that we've been looking to are, how do we deal with this? And the things that you're listing, Jay, are, that's daunting. It's overwhelming. I will say, because I have been in my work here, and because I've been covering this on the show as well, I've been exposed to a lot of the blanks that need to be filled in, if you will. There's a lot of information that's going to be needed. And it was so overwhelming to me when I went to this event, and again, a previous version of it that we had this past fall, very well attended, I think we had 300 plus people there at the Northwest Washington Fair. And again, what we're talking about is another one of these events that's coming up in a week and a half or so, on March 27th. When I went to that event and listened to all the folks on stage talking it through, it was actually somewhat calming to me. It's like, okay, there are experts that can get me through, and there's a kind of a pattern or a process to go through with each one of these things, particularly things like estimating water use, which to me just sounded like, how would you ever even start, potentially decades of information to be able to prove that there wasn't a time in the past where a water right wasn't fully used and therefore relinquished. There are ways of going about this. People have done this, know how to do this. And so for me, it was somewhat reassuring to hear from all you experts on stage to be like, okay, with the help of folks like yourself, I can do this. It's not going to be easy, but it is doable. I know for some other folks, though, it was pretty overwhelming because, you know, unlike myself, they hadn't necessarily been exposed to, wow, there's a lot of information I'm going to need to cough up. In your experience, what's the number one concern or struggle that people are facing right now that are coming to you saying, what are we supposed to be doing? Is it lack of information, lack of awareness of what even has to be done? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, it's a little both. Most people who have been reaching out to us are really trying to get a baseline understanding of what they have in terms of water rights. You know, most of them are farmers who are irrigating, you know, some property. They understand that they probably have water rights, or they think they have water rights, but they're looking for some assistance to really understand their current water rights situation. And then understand if how they're currently operating their farm is consistent with, you know, the legal documents, the legal water rights that are, you know, authorizing them to use their water. So just trying to get help in aligning their current farming practices and water use with what, you know, what is the legal basis of that water use. And then, you know, if there is some inconsistencies there, what can they do now to kind of get those things in line? I think that's probably the main thing. And then there's a lot of folks who, you know, are just, you know, looking for information on, you know, what is happening and, you know, how do they start preparing and just some of those basics, which is what we're trying to cover, you know, with this event on March 27th. And I know, you know, Whatcom Family Farmers and the Ag Water Board are holding these events and reaching out to the farming community. Whatcom County is setting up a program to assist people as well. I think that kind of adjudication support system will be up and running, you know, sometime in April or May is what I've heard. Okay. And I've just heard from Ecology yesterday that they are, you know, hiring people and setting up kind of an adjudication support group, an information group out of their Bellingham field office to help people with questions as well. So they're starting to become more and more avenues to get questions answered that we'll probably hear more about in the next few months.
And again, the event that we have coming up with Whatcom Family Farmers and the Ag Water Board, of course, the consortium of the Watershed Improvement Districts, the WIDs here locally, and others with these experts from AESI, Associated Earth Sciences, where Jay is from that we're talking with here, RH2 Engineering, Aspect Consulting, Water Rights Attorney Bill Clark will be there, and we'll have some other folks speaking into this as well. It's coming up on March 27th. It's in the evening, and that's an important thing I wanted to mention before we ran out of time here. Last time we had it, it was in the afternoon, and that was hard for some people to get to that wanted to be there. So we're trying to have these events at different times when we have them. This one is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So you're able to, you know, if you work the 9 to 5 or something along those lines, you can grab dinner and then come over to the event. We will have just, you know, coffee and light refreshments. It's not a dinner event or anything. It's an after dinner thing, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Farm Pavilion at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds called Protecting Your Water. And these are the in the know folks that can walk you through step by step what you will need to do to make sure that you have water on the other side of this whole complicated court process called a water rights adjudication. Jay Chenault has been with us, and again, he was on stage last time, won't be able to be there this time, but his colleague from AESI will be there sharing information as well. Jay, thanks so much for your time this morning to check in with us and all of the work that you've been doing behind the scenes on this issue. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you, Dylan.